Think a minute. A father was trying to get his little boy to drink a glass of milk, but the son kept refusing, and the battle of wills was on. So the father poured himself a glass of milk and challenged his son to a race to see who could drink their milk the fastest. When the son finished his milk, he said, "Let's do it again." The will to win is built into all of us, some more than others. In fact, huge armies led by ambitious men like Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and Napoleon Bonaparte marched off to foreign lands simply to conquer them. The great general Robert E. Lee said, "It's a good thing war is so terrible. Otherwise, we'd like it too much." However, the good side of man's drive to conquer has led to courageous adventures and discoveries that have greatly helped mankind, like the team that Captain Ernest Shackleton led to explore the bottom of the world, Antarctica. Listen to this advertisement he put in the local paper to get men to join his team. Men wanted for dangerous duty, small wages, bitter cold, constant danger, safe return, doubtful. Not a very good, attractive ad, right? Wrong. More than 5,000 men applied to go in response to that ad. But why would so many men want to risk everything to be part of such a miserable, dangerous adventure? It's simple. Man's will to win and conquer. It's that powerful. That's why it's so important that we control and use our will to win in a mature, right way. That also means learning to lose gracefully, while keeping our good character and relationships as our life's greatest goal and ambition. We can conquer others in sports competitions and our career, but lose the real competition and challenge of life, our character and relationships with people and our Maker. Only He can help us conquer our own bad attitudes and character traits that cause us to lose at life. So right now, won't you ask Jesus to forgive you for not controlling and using your will to win His right way? Then ask Him to help you start becoming a real winner by becoming the man or woman of character He created you to be. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.